Hello, hi, Sanbonani. Welcome back to Life as a Freelancer podcast, brought to you by Times Live. I am your host, Noctula Kwela, and in our last episode, we heard from Jillian Nyakane, the founder of Jilly's Natural, about how self-care isn't just for the ladies. Men are embracing it too, and it's crucial for success in business and life. If you haven't heard that episode yet, I highly recommend it. Anyways, so today I'm picking up that thread and talking about my own journey with self-care, because last year, boy, I learned the hard way that you can't pour from an empty cup. Now, last year, I wore way too many hats. I was a salesperson, content creator, social media manager, PR consultant, and sometimes web developer, all while trying to run my business. Guess what happened? I burnt out. I completely burnt out. And I'm not talking about feeling a little tired. I was completely drained, mentally and physically. By December, I had to switch off completely. No emails, no social media, no work, just pure rest in a place with no signal, no distractions. It was the best decision I made, I feel. That break gave me time to reflect on something Jillian said. Self-care is essential for your business. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your business. And that's something I wish I had learned a bit earlier. So how do we avoid burnout as freelancers and entrepreneurs? Here are some tips that have really helped me. The first one is delegate and ask for help. No person is an island. We don't need to do everything ourselves. I started working with a team to lighten the load. Trust me, it's a game changer. When you collaborate, you can focus on what truly drives your business. Secondly, set boundaries. You are nothing without boundaries. I used to work all day, every day, and never shut off. Now, I've set clear boundaries. I don't answer work emails after hours. Simple, but crucial. I know you need the money, but just boundaries are important. The third one would be physical movement. Whether it's a walk or hitting the gym, physical activity helps clear your mind and releases stress. When I say physical activity, I know you guys think body goals, but it really, really does wonders for your mind. I make sure to move every day, even if it's just for 30 minutes. The fourth one would be take time to disconnect. This one is non-negotiable. Step away from the screens. The best decision I made was completely disconnecting last December. It's difficult because obviously the first thing that you do when you wake up is just be on your phone. But we tend to spend too much time and just get carried away. So taking real breaks is critical for recharging your mind and body. The fifth one, mental health check-ins. Don't neglect your mental health. I know it's an ongoing conversation and some people don't know what mental health really is, but they talk about it. But do not neglect it, rather. Whether it's journaling or speaking to a therapist, if you can afford one, make time to check in with your emotions. Even if it's chatting to ChatGPT. That's been my therapy of late. It's important to recognize when you need help and when you need a break. Very important. Now we're wrapping up today's episode. It's short and sweet, I know. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's a must for maintaining your energy and creativity as a freelancer, self-employed person, or entrepreneur, whatever you refer yourself to. If you're feeling drained, take a break, ask for help, and prioritize your well-being. Next time, we'll dive into how to build a standout personal brand as a freelancer. It's going to be a great one. Be sure to join me then. Until next time, take care of yourself. And remember, your business needs you to be your best. So do not forget to invest in yourself first. Also, do subscribe and listen to our podcast. Ciao, ciao.